USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are reports the Biden administration is considering shutting down the Line 5 pipeline that stretches from western and eastern Canada through the state of Michigan. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre dismisses those reports and says the United States and Canada are engaged in conversations surrounding the pipeline.
Canada is a close ally and a key partner in energy trade as well as efforts to address the climate crisis and protect the environment. These negotiations and discussions between the two countries shouldn't be viewed as anything more than that, and certainly not an indicator that the U.S. government is considering shutdown.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's administration is filling the U.S.-Mexico border barrier gaps with repurposed shipping containers. The containers are generally between 10 and 40 feet in length and about 8 feet high. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Wholesale prices are surging to levels never seen. They jumped 8.6% from last October, with a producer price index rising 0.6% last month. Meantime, gas prices are the highest they've been in 7 years. The national average for regular is just under $3.42 a gallon, more than $1.30 higher than it was 1 year ago. This as President Biden is acknowledging that people are worried.
We're in a situation where there's a lot of anxiety. Gas prices are up exceedingly high. They've been up this high before, but not recently. That's why I have the Attorney General taking a look at whether or not these gas companies are gouging people, because although the price of oil is coming down some, the price of gas hadn't come down some.
In financial news, your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 112 points to close at 36,320. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration is asking a federal court to lift the block on its new vaccine mandate for companies with more than 100 employees. The rule was paused over the weekend by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, citing concern over the constitutionality of the mandate and other statutory issues. The administration wants to stay lifted while the rules are reviewed by the court. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley tells Fox News, "We are entering uncharted territory regarding vaccine mandates."
President Biden made no secret that he wanted to impose a national mandate. And then many people, including the White House counsel, informed him, you can't do that. You have no authority to do that. And so this was Plan B. They decided the sort of creative use of OSHA to say that this is about protecting a workplace. The problem is OSHA has never done anything like this. It's using a thing called an ETS, or an Emergency Temporary Standard. That avoids having to do rulemaking. That can take a long time. The problem here for the Biden administration is it made no secret that this was a sort of workaround, the fact that it doesn't have the constitutional authority to do this directly.
Household debt is reaching a level it's never seen before. The New York Fed Reserve saying it's now $15 trillion in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.